we don't have too much time left in terms of shoe rooms. I'm going to try to see how much of aluminium we can knock off in a few minutes. So we mentioned in the previous year that there's a fundamental difference in terms of how we perform the mitzvah of aluminium between the first day and the subsequent day. The first day is deraisa. The first day is deraisa. Second day chutzah is the speaker of the yomis. It's a little bit more chomer than the regular derabanan. And the rest of the week is just a plain derabanan of a tachanus of yopin zach al zech hamikdash. The question is the really real practical differences for us. In order to understand that, we have to go back a little bit and try to highlight what are some of the dinim that govern aluminium in general, and then try to figure out which ones do carry over, which ones don't carry over. So we're not going to have time, obviously, to go over everything, everyone of the sulam of aluminium, but we'll try to just focus on the most common ones, and then again, with our eyes on what possible differences during the course of the week are going to be. So when we're dealing with an esrog, so the first and foremost sulam of esrog, probably the worst thing that can go wrong with an esrog, is it is what's called an esrog hamurka. It means it is an esrog that is grafted. It's grafted with a lemon or something. So this was a huge, huge problem years ago. And it was much harder to track, which is wrong with water kosher, which is not kosher. The Achronim gave all kinds of different simonim. Not so simple how to tell. And usually today, we usually make tests to figure out what they are, not depending on the seeds, the shapes, etc. We rely on the Mesoira, that if there's a respectful Mesoira, that this orchard is never grafted, so we assume that that's okay. That's why all the Esrogim you're going to buy in the stores today are going to say on them, either Tachas a Chazanish, or Tachas this Ashkocha, this paradise, or that paradise, or the other orchard, etc. If you buy an Esrog with a reputable Ashkocha on it, so hopefully they are testifying, this is not an Esrog Amorka. Esrog Amorka is probably the worst possible thing that can go wrong with an Esrog. The strangest thing about Esrog Amorka is that it doesn't appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it's a problem. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara that it's a problem. It doesn't appear anywhere in Rishonim that it's a problem. But everybody knows that an esrog that's grafted is possible. What do you mean it doesn't appear? Who said it's possible in the first place? So this question was posed to Reb Chaim. So for hundreds of years, all the Achronim have been screaming and saying, "Gavalt, this esrogim, they're grafted, you can't use them, then I'm not going to be careful." So the question was posed to Reb Chaim Briska, how come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that it's possible? So Reb Chaim responded, the Shulchan Aruch does not say that you can't be yeti with an apple either. That was the response to Reb Chaim. Namely, I don't need the Shulchan Aruch to tell me that you can't be yetzi with a different min. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, you have to eat an esrog. He says, if you have a grafted esrog, there's a shken esrog. It's a different fruit. It's an esrog / lemon. It's a hybrid. It's a combination of two fruits. It's not an esrog. So of course you can't be yetzi. So the bottom line is that you can't be yetzi with an esrog hamurka. And the answer is obviously you can't be yetzi the entire week for that reason. Because even though, well, we'll see hopefully in a moment, that there are certain psulim of esrog that we're a little bit more lenient about after the first day, that's what we're dealing with, psulim of esrog. An esrog of work is not a pulsal esrog. It's not an esrog altogether. So you can't take something that's not an esrog and ban it on the first day, ban it on the seventh day. So an esrog of work was out of the question. But what about certain other kinds of things that could be wrong with an esrog that are not outright not esrog? So the Gemara, in the beginning of the third path of Masechta Sukkah, speaks about different kinds of psulim, about all the Dalamidim, and particularly about an esrog right now. And we can really break down the psulim of an esrog into one of two categories. There are some things that are possible about an esrog because it detracts from the beauty of the esrog. Now, what is wrong with that? Why is that a problem if it detracts from the beauty? So that's a big much like his Rashi and Tais at the beginning of the third track of Sukkah about other medium, about, let's say, you have a lulav. The lulav doesn't look so pretty. Why is it possible? So Rashi says across the board, Rashi says there's a general rule that governs all the Dalaminim called Zekeli Ganveim, Mishum Hidda Mitzvah. And therefore Rashi says, whenever you have anything, an Esrog, Lulav, Das, and Rabbis that doesn't look nice, so it's going to be possible because of Zekeli Ganveim. That's a very, very difficult Rashi because the Gemara seems to say in other contexts that Zekeli Ganveim doesn't possible with the Evet. So Mahai Manishtana, that should possible about a Dalaminim with the Evet. That's it, yeah. When you live in a Lulav, you have to figure out the answer to that question. But Taisa says that's not even the reason. Taisa says that's nothing to do with Hidda Mitzvah. It's not related to the din of having a nice Kratzitis or a nice Sukkah or a nice Hidda Torah. It's a different din, says Taisa. It's a din of creates Hodor. Torah says it has to be a creates Hodor. Hodor, by definition, means a beautiful tree. Now, we know, based on Torah Shema Peh, we have a Perish Mekubal, Ifu Pisha Mesha Menu, that the creates Hodor of the Torah is an esrog. I can't say, well, I have this Kavaldic, a beautiful orange, a beautiful pear, a beautiful banana, we use that for Dalamin. That's a pre-exalt. That's ridiculous. And that's the daf could be an esrog. But since the Torah doesn't say, Tikach esrog, the Torah says, Tikach pre-exalt, So it has to be hadar, it has to be beautiful. And the Tosu says, if there's anything wrong with it that detracts from the beauty, it's going to be puzzled. And for that matter, Tosu says that's true. All the daamim, anything that doesn't look nice is going to be puzzled, because the din of hadar goes on all the mediums. The hekesh, all the mediums are hukshu lahanadim. How do you know whether something is called beautiful? Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. How do you determine whether something is not so beautiful is beautiful? So that's what somebody should use the phrase, Lamasar Kosfel Chachamim, that the Chachamim Kaveya, the Chachamim determine that since the Torah doesn't say black and white what the Psuli Yasin are, so it's very possible that the Chachamim have to be Kaveya, they have to establish this is really, really terrible looking. It's not so bad looking. So whatever it's near Lem the Chachamim, that it looks terrible, that's possible in our Torah. But if it's the Nirulah Chacham, it doesn't look so terrible that it's going to be kosher. So it's for this reason that we find many, many different psulim in Esther. The Gemara talks about the details. If you have like these like blisters and pimples and strange colors on Esther, it depends where it is on the Esther. If it's in the top part of the Esther, that's more noticeable. That's a more problem of Hadar. If it's in the bottom of the Esther, it's a little bit less of a problem. Is it in one spot, two spots, three spots, the row of the Esther? So there's a lot of klolim. And again, all revolves around the same basic concluder, just how bad does this look. If it looks really, really bad, it's such a significant chisar and hadar, so that's going to disqualify the esrog. So that's one type of psul for hilchos esrog. Then you have another kind of psul, you have what's called an esrog hachoser. Esrog hachoser means there's nothing per se terribly looking. Whatever's in front of you looks really nice, except somebody took a bite out of the esrog, a piece of the esrog that's missing. That's called the Esrog HaChosem. So Tosfos at the beginning of the third breath of Sukkah claims these are really two different psulim. Rabbi Mishnah will claim, the Ran claims it's not really different, they're really all the same. But Tosfos says that they're really two different psulim, Hadar and Choser. And Tosfos says these two psulim part ways, not on the first day, but in subsequent days. Says Tosfos, whenever you have something that's just a Chisar of Choser, I mean, the Esrog is basically really nice looking, except somebody scratched away a little part of the Esrog. But the Esrog, that's Musa, looks okay. So Tosfos writes, after the first day, it's going to be okay. Since after the first day, it's only a mitzvah derabon. Anyway, it's Shkifel, not the end of the world. It's only a mitzvah derabon. So after the first day, we have a right to be a little bit more lenient. But, says Tosfos Hadar, we can't tolerate doing mitzvahs in an ugly way. It just looks terrible. It's just bizayness. It doesn't matter. And therefore, Tosfos writes that even after the first day, Hadar is going to be a problem. Then Tosfos says this to explain away some Gemaras. There's some Gemaras that sound like, oh, there is a problem the first day, some Gemaras say Chos was okay. So Tosfos comes up with this theory that you have to identify each and every psul in Luchos Esrog. Is it a Chodah Tekadin or is it a Chos Tekadin? Again, for the first day everything's possible, but after the first day, then it's going to make a difference. So now we move on out of the realm of Esrog, we move on to the Lulav. What could possibly be wrong with the Lulav? So multiple things could possibly be wrong with the Lulav. We'll talk about the most common of potential problems with the Lulav. So one of the most common problems is what's called Nechvat Tiyomis. There was a discussion about the leaves of a Lulav. You look carefully. So the leaves of a Lulav, so they grow together in pairs, and they're really stuck together naturally. And every once in a while, if you bang into it or something, something happens, it starts to separate, starts to split apart. So that's what's called nechlecha. So the Gemara has a whole complicated sugya about when those leaves begin to split, at what point do we have a potential problem? So it's a big shiloh, when the Gemara talk about roll the leaves are split, when the leaves are split, the middle leaves are complicated, and how split is split. Does split mean a little bit? Does split mean a tefach? Does split mean a roll of the leaf? Again, we're not going to do justice to all the different opinions right now, but suffice it to say, there's a lot of talk about this in the Rishonim. What exactly the Gemara means with the phrase Nechvat Yomis. So the bottom line is that we're knowing like this. On the first day of Sukkot, we're so Achmas and Deraisa, so we want to make sure that the middle leaf, that's the Ikar leaf, the middle leaf, the Tiyomis, should really, really be intact. And really, the Chachir should be intact all the way to the top. If it's split a very, very minuscule amount, so that's okay. But really, the preferable thing is it should be all the way up to the top. After the first day, it's banged into the wall, you know, when you're shaking a loop or something, and it cracks open the leaf. So after the first day, or chutzla, let's say the first 2 days, so then the Nechat Yomis probably has a status like an Esrog Choser, because it doesn't look terrible, it's just kind of like almost like said to be like missing a little bit, because it's not in its normal tzura. So therefore, after the first day, or after the first day, it's a Nechat Yomis would be kosher. That's the primary psul that we bump into in Adlam. Adlam usually don't have all the other problems. If one talks about the lulavs are broken, and shaped this way, shaped that way, but most Adlam are pretty good. But the Nechat Yomis sometimes can be a problem. So why don't you just be careful when you buy a lulav to make sure that it's all the way up to the top.
How do you differentiate between an issue of hidur and an issue of chasim? Meaning at what what point? At what point do you define the difference? Because when I look at an esrog, it's been bitten out of
it. It looks pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly.
So you have a chavim to the Ran. So the Ran says that those two categories that things are made up, Hidr versus Chosin, the Ran says don't exist. So there's one category, it's called Hodr. There are different targos in Hodr. So Chosin sometimes lack of Hodr, sometimes it is Hodr. So you're right. The Tosfos seems to understand that that Hidr is something that's almost like superposed on the Esrog. Like you have like a blister on the Esrog. You have something which is a new color on the Esrog, something that doesn't belong to you. That's considered to be a Hidr. Lack of Hidr. Whereas a Choser, Kishman Kenu, that there's nothing added on to make it ugly. It's just pieces that are missing. That's called Choser.
There's a difference between something additional.
But I don't know why that should be so. Yeah, I'm not sure. You must be from the Ran. You're from the Ran's Mahalach.
No, I don't care why that's so. I just wonder what the difference is.
Yeah.
That's
what Taisus sounds a little bit, but the problem is it's not always true because like Lulav Yavesh, so Lulav Yavesh is also Chisard of Hadar, even though there's nothing that
would be. Well, that's Pasha not looking good,
right?
At that point,
yeah,
that's not
super important. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Lulav Yavesh in the old days was a very, very big problem because they couldn't get Lulav fresh Lulav every year in Eastern Europe, so more right these three Lulav from the year before. So Oshan had to find Lulav Yavesh. As bad as that's a joke, we can never have that problem. Love him, so we don't really have that issue. Okay, so again, so we have the most common issues in terms of the Esrogim and in terms of the Lovim. One thing we should mention in terms of Esrogim, one of the other major issues that comes up in Esrogim is when the Pitim falls off. So that's a big machlokes in Rishon, and the Pitim falling off, is that a Chisar of Hidr or that a Chisar of Chosar? Because it's not the Gufa Esrog itself. So that's a Shaila. So that's the reason why we created the Mipaskin after the first day, and the Pitim falls off, it's okay. Because it's still a Sfeik Sfeika. That maybe. Maybe it's just a problem of chaser, and even if it's a problem of hadr, there are some who should say even psulei hadr kosher after the first day. So miikra didn't, you can't get another restroom. The rest you got is when the people fell off after the first 2 days. Miikra didn't really make a bracha. Okay, so we knocked off two of the four medium. Esrog and lulav. We'll mention tomorrow. See if we have some time to try to finish off the rest, and we can fulfill
the
chaser.
Hold that.